Witch's pantry is stocked with animal bones, microbes, and stalagmites and stalactites. But Witch's pantry isn't a cupboard in a haunted house, it's a cave recently discovered in Glenwood Springs. And researchers say it could be home to new scientific findings. As Molly Dove reports, if a mining company's expansion proposal is approved, Witch's pantry could be destroyed.
Walking through the narrow, dark hallways of the Glenwood Caverns, caver Richard Reinhart and geologist Harvey Duchesne point out different rock formations that make the cave unique.
We could see the band of calcite around the edges.
Just a half mile away from where they're standing, Reinhart and fellow caver Rob McFarland discovered a new cave last October they named Witch's Pantry. They weren't able to thoroughly study it. They need permits from the Bureau of Land Management to do that. But Duchesne says it's worth looking into.
There's just so much that we don't know that destroying this stuff, to me, is a travesty.
Rocky Mountain Resources wants to expand their limestone mining operations by 5,000%, and Witch's Pantry is within the boundaries of that expansion. Reinhart says if that proposal is approved, the cave would be destroyed.
You know, all we'll have left are photographs that we've taken and our memories, because it will literally be completely gone.
So what all the science both Duchesne and Reinhart say is most likely inside. Reinhart says he and McFarland initially found animal bones, microbes, and a gust of wind. And Duchesne says that wind is pretty important.
The fact that there's wind blowing out of it is suggestive of significant volume sitting below where they have reached in Witch's Pantry.
Reinhart says when you can feel a breeze coming from inside the cave, that means there is much more passage to be explored.
It could certainly have thousands of feet of passage. It could maybe have a mile of passage. We don't know yet.
And they won't know until the Bureau of Land Management gives them approval to study the cave further. The team of scientists needs a permit to chip away at part of the cave that is only 10 inches high. Reinhart said McFarland and a couple small women were able to squeeze through the opening and take a peek.
And they all say it looks really good. You know, they can see this little, like, 2-inch gap or so that the passage is continuing.
Reinhart and Duchesne say what they have found so far in Witch's Pantry, animal bones that could be hundreds or thousands of years old, and possible markings left by Ute Indians, all show that there is a chance to find new science and unique history. The Bureau of Land Management must approve Rocky Mountain Resources' expansion proposal, so Reinhart sent a report of what they have found so far to the agency. He hopes it will use his report when conducting research for Rocky Mountain Resources' proposal and to study Witch's Pantry further.
Hopefully the BLM will come back to us and say, yes, you know, we want to, you know, push this exploration. We want to get the paleontologists here. We want to have other scientists look at it and really document what's going on, because this is important to us as an agency, and it's important to the people of the United States.
The spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management, David Boyd, says they will use the report when it comes to Rocky Mountain Resources' proposed expansion.
We're going to use the best information we have when we do our environmental analysis.
So until the Bureau of Land Management makes a decision on Rocky Mountain Resources' expansion proposal, all that is stocked in Witch's Pantry could be at risk. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.